Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Back at it on the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Earlier this week, we learned from the Cardinals that they would be moving. John Mozeliak would be done after one more year as the president of baseball operations, and Chaim Bloom would come into that role. In the meantime, Bloom is going to oversee a complete overhaul of the Cardinals player development system, something he has overseen with Tampa and with Boston. But in Boston, he oversaw everything as their baseball operations head. That included moving on from Mookie Betts. How much of that was his fault? What should we expect from Chaim Bloom eventually with the Cardinals? Very happy to welcome on to the program. He covers the Red Sox for MassLive.com. You follow him on Twitter at Chris Cotillo. That's C-O-T-I-L-L-O. It is Chris Cotillo joining us. Chris, great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
So let's start with the Chaim Bloom's tenure in Boston. The team did not win games at the major league level at the rate that they would have liked to. That's why he eventually lost his job. A lot made of Mookie Betts' exit from the Red Sox. How much culpability is there for Bloom compared to maybe what he was forced to do from ownership?
Yeah, I think it's ownership's got a pretty good deal right now here because they don't have to be accountable for anything because they don't speak to the media. John Henry hasn't spoken to us since that Mookie trade in early 2020. They're not really around Fenway. The fans, even after four World Series championships in 20 years, hate them, but they don't really have to face the music. And they send out, the team president, Sam Kennedy, who's part of the ownership group, or, now four plus baseball operations leaders, in the last 15 years. After Theo Epstein, they went to Ben Charrington. He won a World Series, and his reward was getting replaced by Dave Dombrowski. Dave won a World Series and was fired within 11 months. And then Chaim Bloom, they operate in four-year terms here, which is ridiculous, and there's no continuity. But I think when you look at Chaim's tenure, he was brought in to rebuild the farm system, and then, point blank, just kind of didn't get the chance to see that through. You've seen, a lot of the fruits of that labor this year, guys that he acquired, guys that he, developed, really were good for the Red Sox at the major league level. A guy like Willie Abreu, who he traded for, a guy like David Hamilton, who he traded for, some of the pieces that he brought in. I would have given him more time to see that vision through. But it just, at the end of the day, you know, ownership tells these guys to do one thing and then they do it and then they, you know, panic because they haven't ended up winning. And, you know, maybe Craig Breslow will be in the same boat in 3 years. But I was always, you know, around here, and if you in St. Louis want to coin the term too, if you were not a Bloom hater and you were somebody who actually, you know, thought pretty highly of the way he operated, you're part of the Bloominati. So I don't know if I would fully say I was. There's definitely things he did that I agreed with and disagreed with, but I think he got a raw deal from ownership. At the end of it, you know, when they fired him, it was like, well, they might want to go all in and get some experienced executive, and they hired a guy in Craig Breslow who, you know, kind of acts similarly to him, same initials, both went to Yale, and to be mediocre again this year. So I think the Cardinals are getting a good one.
The Bloominati, I like that. That's good. I'm going to start using that. Do I have to credit you every time I say it?
No, I don't think I came up with it. It's been a long time Boston thing. So,
all right, very good. So the Mookie Betts thing, how much of that was him and how much of that was ownership?
Well, after the 2019 season, owners, when they fired Dave Dombrowski, who, again, had won the World Series a year earlier and is obviously going to the Hall of Fame for leading so many good organizations, when they fired him, ownership decided not to take questions about it. They issued a press release at midnight on a Sunday night after a Sunday night Yankees game while the Patriots and the Brady prime were playing, which was, you know, obviously kind of a transparent bad move. They got so much pushback against this. This is a long story, but we'll get there. They got so much pushback against this that they had to meet with the media 3 weeks later, and one of the last formal availabilities John Henry's had. And he said, point blank, we have to get under the luxury tax threshold. That is our number one mandate heading into this offseason. And I don't know what it's going to take to get there. They were way over. They had a championship roster with tons of veterans in 2018. They brought back the whole team and gave a lot of those guys big raises, including, you know, Sale, Bogarts, and Eovaldi on new contracts. And the money, you know, the tax bill was getting too expensive for Henry, even though that they had just won, you know, 108 games in a World Series. So he gave that mandate that was going to happen, said it publicly, which we were surprised he did. And it became clear they were going to have to cut payroll over the winter. And by the time spring training came around, Mookie Betts was not taking their massive, massive offers. I think there's some revisionist history with that. To me, I don't think he was ever signable. I don't think he was, you know, ever going to not test free agency. Things changed once the pandemic hit and the Dodgers were able to give him what they did. And Heim Bloom, you know, at that point had no choice, in my opinion, but to trade, you know, Mookie and David Price in that deal. And I think, you know, that kind of defined his legacy immediately. And I think when you look at it, you know, the choice to trade Mookie, you know, was something that he inherited that situation, kind of having to do that if they weren't going to sign him. The issue you can have as a Red Sox fan, and people do, is with the return that they were able to get. You know, the best player in that deal, Jeter Downs, ended up being terrible at AAA, barely played in the majors, and is now playing in Japan, I believe. Alex Verdugo, you know, as average can be during his time here, ups and downs, and then, you know, traded to the Yankees. You know, maybe if a couple pieces from that trade work out, you can, you know, say down the line the Mookie one paid off. And then Connor Wong, who is, you know, a major league regular and had an okay year behind the plate for the Red Sox, but no, you know, superstar to replace Mookie, obviously, and no guy with that upside. So people have an issue with that. I think that he came into it and was just, you know, basically had to do that deal. And I don't think they had a really good shot at, you know, re-signing Mookie long-term, especially if it got to free agency. So, you know, again, though, the return definitely left something to be desired.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Over the next year, before he takes over as president of baseball operations, Bloom is going to oversee a complete rehaul of the Cardinals player development system. How impactful can that be for a department that has not been producing high-end major league talent?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, he definitely did it here. And that's when I talked about, you know, last year, you ask a guy to come in with an eye on the long term and you give him, you know, four seasons, including one under the pandemic rules, which you, I think, completely, you know, throw out for organizations. It was just an outlier, minor league season canceled, all that stuff. They gave him, you know, basically three seasons to see that plan through with shortened drafts and weird, all that stuff going on. But, you know, under him, they drafted Roman Anthony out of Florida, who is, you know, now the number one prospect in baseball. They have, you know, right now, as of the MLB pipeline rankings that came out today, they have three in the top 10, all Bloom draftees. And then three others in the top 100. And four of the top 25 all guys Bloom drafted that they've been able to develop, you know, pretty well. The one thing with the system that, you know, the Red Sox, despite all that, why they're not in a perfect position as an organization, they're all position players. So whether that's the people that they have, the way the draft boards fell, whatever it might be, or a product of Bloom, their position players, Hall in the minors is stacked, and they've been able to do that. They have, you know, probably, you know, 15, 16 really good position players, whether in the majors right now or coming back up, and they don't have that pitching-wise. I think, you know, two of the top 30 prospects in the organization are pitchers. So they're imbalanced in that way, despite being a pretty good farm system. That's why they've had struggles. They've had struggles on the mound in the majors for, you know, the last few years. But, you know, this is a guy who, you know, developed the pipeline, developed the systems in Tampa, got a lot of experience there, and then, you know, he came in and was really in tune with the minor leagues here in a way that, you know, guys before him, whether it be Dombrowski or others, weren't. Dombrowski's all about getting to the major leagues and winning a title there. They needed to fix some of that under Bloom, even though Dombrowski didn't got it as much as fans think. And that's really where, you know, Bloom is, where his expertise is. And as I've been saying since this happened and broke Monday, like, you know, his reputation here of, you know, he didn't win. They made one postseason run in the 4 years. The fact that, you know, an organization like the Cardinals, an organization with that much history and an organization that everybody knows there, never really goes outside the family, and they like to promote from within and familiarity, identified that guy as an outsider, as the guy they wanted to take over, I think speaks a lot to his reputation in the game.
Last thing for Chris Cotillo joining us. He covers the Red Sox for MassLive.com. This is kind of a curveball of a question, but what's the thing about Chaim Bloom that you know that maybe Cardinals fans don't know that they should know?
He's an excellent person, you know, and I think that anybody who has dealt with him and has dealt with him at length would say that. There's never, you really don't hear a bad word about him. I mean, he's made bad trades. He's made bad, you know, decisions, and sometimes maybe he didn't, you know, go and be as aggressive as he should have been in spots, and then there's that. But as a person, he's, you know, a top shelf guy. He's a guy that, you know, anybody, the media dealt with. He was phenomenal, accessible. You know, obviously he couldn't sell ownership out for, you know, some of the bait and switch going on behind the scenes. So he wasn't about to do that, but he has a sterling reputation just as a good person. And sometimes I think, and I've talked about this with colleagues to a fault, where, you know, a guy like Theo Epstein or some of those guys could be, you know, the biggest jerk in the room to get something done. So maybe that's what Heim learns in 2.0, that he's going to have maybe that edge to him a little bit, but just a first class individual, something that, you know, someone that I think in the second go around could be really, really successful. Someone that, you know, the teams weren't always great, the decisions weren't always perfect, but in terms of covering him, just in getting to know, you know, the individual, a kind guy and a guy that on a personal level, there's not many better than.
Chris Cotillo covers the Red Sox for MassLive.com, does a great job with it. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Cotillo. Chris, great to talk to you again. It's been a few years since we've chatted, and glad we were able to catch up. Thank you for the insight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. That's Chris Cotillo joining us. Some interesting thoughts on Heim Bloom.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.